Listening to All in a Day here on CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa. I'm Alan Neal. That sound instantly brings you to what we're talking about next. You got to imagine, though, the life of a ghost in the Pac-Man video game. You spend all day running around a maze filled with power pellets. You're chasing and being chased by a giant yellow blob that could eat you. What would you think about all day? Is there a chance that you'd start pondering the universe? Maybe you'd create vicious propaganda about Pac-Man? You could start to take his Zen-like approach, ask the question if every ghost was made up of Pac-Man elements. Maybe you'd have nightmares of a future more terrifying yellow blob with a red bow on the side of her head. Well, all of these ideas have occurred to artist and Carlton prof Jim Davies. His paintings about the Pac-Man universe from the ghost's perspective opens tonight at the Atomic Rooster. He's with me in the studio. Hello there.
Hi.
What first made you want to think about the ghost's perspective in Pac-Man?
I was stuck in Seattle at a ferry terminal, and there was an old Pac-Man game, and I just watched the demo. And, you know, everyone knows Pac-Man. Sure, he's Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. But then the ghosts all have – they're ghosts, right?
Yeah.
And then they all have names.
Yes.
And then they all have nicknames. And this kind of struck me, like, you know, if this is some kind of a drama here, the ghosts are really much better fleshed out than Pac-Man is, right? Is Pac-Man his name? Is it his race? You know, what is this? But then, you know, the ghosts, not only do they have a species but a name, and, you know, they must – maybe they use these nicknames to refer to each other, right? So his name is Shadow, but his friends call him Blinky.
Blinky.
Right? So it inspired the first piece where they're all trying – they're thinking fondly of their other ghost friends. And I just thought, well, you know, what would the world be like if, you know, from the ghost perspective, if this were a real thing? And it's great because old video games are not like new ones. And
where there's an entire backstory and
well, so the new ones are – there's the technology allows new ones to be much more like film, and they're much less abstract, where you look at the early video games, they're really weird. Things mm-hmm. like Dig Dug and Donkey Kong. And if you try to imagine like what kind of a world – what would the universe have to be like for this to make any sense? It's really quite inspiring for art.
I want to get into that in just a moment. My favorite though was the Zen-like ghost painting that I mentioned, where the ghosts can be made up of pieces of Pac-Man. Can you explain where
right?
That
so I got a painting that's got a well, if you back up, it looks like a huge ghost, but it's made up of tiny little Pac-Mans.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is set up like a Tibetan tonga, which is this traditional meditation painting. So it says. A blasphemous Buddhist thing, but it was one of my later paintings. Most of the other paintings are from traditional ghost, you know, the hardline ghost kill Pac-Man kind of thing. And this is supposed to be kind of a subversive painting made by a ghost that is sort of like trying to see the harmony and similarity between ghosts and Pac-Man. And one of the neat things about it is on top, there's a ghost that's looking straight forward and a ghost that's looking straight back.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't know that unless you knew a lot about Pac-Man, because the ghosts – it's a two-dimensional world, right? So
yes.
The ghosts look in the direction that they're moving. They only look up, down, left, or right. So some people say, oh, why doesn't that one have any eyes? No, no, it has eyes. It's just looking into the third dimension that doesn't even exist in Pac-Man. So it's sort of like looking extra-dimensionally into some space that doesn't exist. So it's very hard for the other ghosts to understand this painting.
Yes. Well, I mean, maybe – we don't know which of the ghosts, though, is the Buddhist, do we?
No.
It's tricky to determine what their different feelings necessarily were. Then there was the Miss Pac-Man painting that made it in here as well, which is, you say, is going into the realm of science fiction in their world.
Right. So as I was doing these paintings, you know, I thought there was some kind of purity to just have it all based on Pac-Man. But people would come over to my house and see them on the wall and they'd say, oh, you got to do Miss Pac-Man. I just thought, you know, that's kind of... You know, what am I going to do? Like the cartoon too, right? So I thought, well, okay, well, what would Ms. Pac-Man be to Pac-Man, to the Pac-Man world? Mm-hmm. Well, it hadn't come out yet.
Right.
And so maybe it's this like future horror. So the ghosts are thinking, oh, well, what if there was a female Pac-Man and, it, you know, what would it look like? So it's – in the painting, it's a little bit distorted. It's huge and it's got this – you know, it's deliberately made a little bit wrong. The actual Ms. Pac-Man has an eye, right? Mm-hmm. Because when we imagine the future and future horror, we always get details wrong, even if we're right on the money with some of the things.
So the ghost's future vision of Ms. Pac-Man is her being massive.
Massive and
eyeless.
Eyeless, terribly frightening, like a huge beast. And I want to say that a lot of these paintings involve thought balloons. I'm a cognitive scientist during the day, and I'm kind of obsessed with how people think and the nature of illusion and reality. So there's a lot of ghosts just sitting there thinking about things.
I've found the propaganda paintings really intriguing as well. When you have Pac-Man made into a monster in posters and so on that the ghosts would put up. But I was curious to know who they would be broadcasting propaganda to. If there are only four ghosts who just keep dying and being reborn, who are they warning with these posters?
I guess I'm not thinking about there being only four ghosts, but they're each Pac-Man video game out there has its own four ghosts. And if you imagine they've got any kind of a society, then they want to be propagating this vision of Pac-Man being bad, particularly if you've got Buddhist ghosts hanging around trying to subvert
also true
this.
Yes, and you've got an extra subversive element possibly in the ghost world.
Yeah, my sister, when she was training to be an English teacher, was asked to bring in an example of propaganda and brought in a picture of one of these paintings. And
I was also trying to figure out if the ghost, given the ghost's eyes always being in front of them, I worried, would they ever see the paintings on the walls of the Pac-Man
maze? That's a great point. That's a great point. You have to, I bend the rules slightly to be able to do it.
Who has been buying the paintings so far?
Oh, one guy commissioned a painting because he did logistics or something, and he wanted to make one about planning, so he... We talked about it and I sent him some sketches. And if you go on my website, you can see like all the stages of that painting. And another person was battling cancer and her husband took the vicious yellow bastard propaganda picture and
pasted it from the web and just
printed it out, put it on the wall to help her visualize destroying cancer cells. And eventually she went into remission. And so he wrote me with this story and bought the painting. And I thought people would like it and find this stuff kind of thought-provoking and interesting, but I never thought it would save lives. But, you know, this
and again, it's interesting. What gave her strength was taking on that idea of the ghost, too, that she saw herself.
Yeah,
as
right.
And cancer as
right,
Pac-Man,
right. Well,
too.
You know, to her, the more vicious Pac-Man was, then, you know, the better it is for her.
It's a very fun series of paintings. Jim Divies, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. There's an opening tonight.
From 7 to 10 at the Atomic Rooster Bar on Bank Street. It's Jim Davies' series of Pac-Man paintings from the ghost's perspective.
Thank you, Dave.